This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. You're hearing my daughter Lucy in the background as she hears the intro to the show. Everybody across the world, across America, welcome. This is Auto World, and then we're going to have lots of fun. On the broadcast today, coming up in this hour, we'll be joined by one of our regular contributors. He is the go-to guy when it comes to anything mechanical with your vehicle, an ASE-certified mechanic with more than 30 years' experience, and also a field reporter for Auto World and sub-host along with Motor Mike Wallace from Alabama. Mark Evans is going to be around for this hour. We're going to talk all kinds of things, and we're going to have some fun. And don't forget, anytime Mark is with us, if there's something wrong with your vehicle, if it's making weird squeaks, or it's emitting weird noises, or if it's emitting some funny smells, if it's not as good of a vehicle performance-wise as it once was, if it's delivering poor fuel economy, Mark can help you out. If you've been to a mechanic recently who says you got to spend $4,000 or $5,000 on a new transmission and you are a little bit hesitant and a whole lot not wanting to spend that money, perhaps you could use a free over-the-air diagnostic check with Mark Evans, who's standing by at his palatial estate in Idaho. When you think of Idaho, think of Mark's palatial estate and potatoes. Those are the two biggest things that I can think of at the moment. When I think of the great state of Idaho, coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World stations, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Lube Page. That's right, Dan Watson, the man who knows all there is to know about lubrication. Telephone, here's the number. Mackenzie's going to answer the phone at 855-660-4261, or you can send us an email, Bob@autoworldradio.com or Bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to Idaho and welcome our good friend joining us live, ASE certified technician and broadcaster extraordinaire, Mark Evans. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Well, good evening, Bob, or afternoon, I can say. Good to be with you. How's your headlights been shining?
My headlights have been shining okay, not too bad. We've had a few bumps in the road, but they're shining, and as usual, challenges being thrust my way, as seems to be the story of 2019. But how about yourself? How are things in your wonderful garage there? I see you've got all your tools out, they're ready to go, and you've got all that memorabilia behind you. Tell everybody about all this stuff.
All the garbage on the walls. Yeah, you know, we're one day away from that big day, Bob. IRS.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for those stations that are taking us live, that's right.
So, yeah, that big day, some folks might get money back, some people have to pay, you know, it's part of life, that month of April, and you know, you cringe sometimes, and sometimes you smile, but you move on, and I still get a lot of folks talking this year, they're getting money back, and they're talking to me about they're just wanting to spend it on the cars, which is good.
Well, that's good. That is good. They're going to get some much-needed repair work or maintenance work done. That's certainly a good use of dollars from the Internal Revenue Service, as far as I'm concerned.
And yeah.
That reminds me of the fact about recalls that, you know, it's just a shame with the Takata airbag situation. Just a week ago, another person was killed driving a Honda. I think there have been 14 deaths from Takata airbags, and 12 of them in Honda vehicles. And the reason why this particular gentleman who passed away didn't get his airbag fixed is he was not the original owner. And they had tried to contact him, Honda and the local dealer, but evidently sent him a lot of letters in the mail and everything else. And for whatever reason, this gentleman did not take up the opportunity to get that airbag fixed, repaired, replaced, and unfortunately he lost his life. So that's one thing we need to remind folks. If you're buying or you're driving a pre-owned vehicle, if you're not the original owner, you need to do a search. You need to find out what have been the recalls on the vehicle and have they been done.
Absolutely. And, yeah, there's a lot of recalls, Bob. That's something that we could talk about recalls every single weekend on every make and model, and it doesn't matter if it's a little simple little thing as a trunk light, you know, a hatch light that's not working correctly. Mm-hmm. Got to get it fixed because just that rear lift light could start a fire. I believe Mazda just came out with that one on their smaller economical, you know, car that they're selling. So they're not, of course, the car manufacturers can't be, you know, perfect. We wish they would be when they're building. But, my gosh, you know, they're kicking out new cars all the time and constantly, you know, not like the olden days where they'd spend a lot of time doing the R&D. And today they're not doing it. They're not doing as much. They want to get them out there and sell them as fast as they can. And but, yeah, recalls are... I'm telling that to everyone that comes in my shop here that, have you looked, have you inspected, have you, you know, asked? And the question is, how do we do that? Good old Google, you know, anybody can Google their VIN number. It's not going to give away their, you're not giving away your social security number, you're giving away your VIN number on your car. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's the easiest way to do it. And you find out a whole bunch of good stuff about it. And you can be this third and fourth and fifth and sixth owner, and they're still gonna take care of you. You know, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
I know talking with the friends at the dealer here in the Boise, Idaho area, it's amazing. The cars are lasting longer. They're not breaking down as much anymore. You know, there's a lot of jobs that's been lost for us repair shops, of course, because the cars have changed. And I see the dealers in this area are actually advertising for their service base. They're advertising, you know, for come on into us and we'll repair your car. So things have changed. And a lot of them are exclusively only really the long line over there is the recall line more than anything. It's the warranty recall line fixing stuff. So that's nothing wrong with that. As long as you get it fixed, that's the main thing. So it's good to hear that a lot of people are spending their tax returns on buying tires and getting stuff fixed, and they're buying accessories. You know, it's kind of good to hear that.
It definitely is. Another thing we should remind folks, I know you pointed out about the OEMs are not necessarily doing the R&D that they used to, but the fact of the matter is, Mark, so much of the vehicles are supplied by other companies, so you can be Mazda and you can have literally hundreds of different suppliers supplying different parts for that Mazda, which is assembled in the factory with parts that were made somewhere else. So sometimes the recall isn't the fault of the automaker. Just like in this airbag situation, it was the company called Takata that made these faulty airbags, and it was put into umpteen different varieties of cars, I think at least six or seven. And so... you know, you don't always, getting mad at the manufacturer isn't always the person to be mad at. It's the aftermarket, or actually supplier, not aftermarket, but original equipment supplier. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, I sent Mark an email about a very special auction that's going to be happening in June at Barrett-Jackson, and it's all about Corvettes. We're going to talk about that and lots more here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for being here. That's my daughter Lucy in the background. She likes to sing a lot. Let's hope she goes on to become a recording star and can take care of her dad in his old age. Okay, Lucy, we're back live here on the show, so we'll wait for your next song during the next commercial break. Right now we've got Mark Evans with us, joining us live from Idaho, and he is surrounded by all of his memorabilia and tools, and we're talking all kinds of things here on the show, including, Mark, I don't know if you were able to retrieve that, but I sent you a little notice from the PR company for Barrett Jackson, and they're going to be having a very interesting, and this is more significant than let it look. So, number one, we should point out both you and I have been to Barrett Jackson a number of times, and certainly salute Craig for all that he has done in creating a whole niche of auctions on television. They now have a number of companies like Mecum and many others that are doing it on broadcast or booing. Lucy, hold your horses for a second. We're doing a radio show, so wait till I tell you, and it'll be commercial time, and then you can sing some more, because we've got to hear the words of wisdom of Mark.
We need to sign her up for the singing contract, Bob.
Yeah, then I won't have any reasons to worry about what she was doing on Auto World at one time. Go right ahead.
Oh, I see this, the Barrett Jackson. I've been watching the one that's been on TV here, of course, the Palm Beach one, the auctions that Craig's doing. And like I said, he's gone a long ways, hasn't he? He and his crew, and the unbelievable numbers that they're getting. And then, of course, like you say, we need to definitely talk about what they're doing there in Mulligan Sun on this Corvette.
Yeah, it is going to be happening at their Mohegan Sun event, which is in Connecticut in the month of June, and it is not unusual for Craig to partner up with the car companies and sell off some vehicles for charity quite often. I know, for example, the first Ford Shelby GT500 Mustang for 2020, that was sold at auction in January, and the first Corvette ZR1 was sold at charity a while back. But this time around, it's the end of the generation. The seventh generation Corvette is coming to a close. So for those folks who are lucky enough and wealthy enough, you're going to have an opportunity to bid on the last 7th generation Corvette, which will be rolling off the line in Bowling Green. It will be a black Z06 model, which is a wonderful model with 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, either an 8-speed automatic or a 7-speed manual transmission. And this is going to be a real collectible, because many of our listeners are probably not up to speed what's going to be happening with the 8th generation Corvette, and that's the part that kind of makes me both happy and sad. For years, they have talked about doing a mid-engine Corvette. There have been a number of prototypes built. Matter of fact, Mike Yeager, who owns Mid-American Motor Works, and Mark, you know Mike. He has a number of the show cars that were made back in the 1950s and the early 1960s, which were called Serve 1, Serve 2, and these were mid-engine prototypes that never went to market. But guess what? For the 8th generation of the Corvette, it is now going to be a mid-engine vehicle. The vehicle is going to change, and it's going to move a little bit more upscale. It's already a very expensive vehicle compared to what it once was. That was the thing that's the thing that's making me sad. They say that they're still going to bring them in at a relatively affordable price, but we'll have to see about that. But the character of the Corvette is going to change as well. As a guy who was an owner of a C4 Corvette, a 93, and a C5 Corvette, a 98, especially the C5, there was a car you could drive year-round with a lot of usable trunk space. Matter of fact, it had more trunk space than some of the other Chevrolet vehicles in the lineup. And so it was kind of the no-compromise American exotic car. Now they have pushed the envelope so far. This latest rendition, the 2019 ZR1, is packing the most powerful GM engine ever put in a vehicle. I believe it's 735 horsepower. Somebody in my neighborhood has one of these, Mark. He had a Z06, and I don't know what he does for a living, but he has now got a ZR1 in his garage, and it's an amazing performance vehicle, but they can't take it any further with the limitations of a front engine, rear drive vehicle. They have to bring the vehicle into a mid-engine design to get more power to all four corners of the car, and probably eventually will be offered in all-wheel drive configuration, at least as an option. There's also talk that this 8th generation Corvette will have a hybrid electric two-front motors and gasoline-powered rear motors, but nevertheless, it's a big change. This 7th generation Corvette, which is the best Corvette they've ever made, going away, and we welcome the upcoming 2020 8th generation Corvette. Were you up to speed on all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, I've been loving it, reading about it, studying about it, and of course looking at the sneak pictures, you know what they call them. And I was waiting for you to say that they're, you know, tell our listeners that they've changed it, and they're changing it to the point that the next one that's going to come out is going to have wings on it. I mean, they're stepping up, I think, Bob. I think they're competing or wanting to compete with the word Ferrari, that brand.
Yes, they do. They definitely want to compete with Ferrari and Lamborghini and the Audi R8, which is a mid-engine sports car, which shares its underpinnings with its Lamborghini cousin. And it's again to do with power, I mean, and handling, that they have taken it as far as it can go. You know, Corvettes are relatively heavy vehicles, so unless they significantly lighten the vehicle, they couldn't get the 0 to 60 times down any further than they already are, which is, I believe, in the high twos for the ZR1. And I never thought, honestly, Mark, that someday you and I would be on the radio talking about a Corvette that could scoot to 60 miles an hour in less than 3 seconds, but fact of the matter is there are 4 or 5 vehicles out there now that can do just that, and a lot of them are all-wheel drive powered, like the Nissan GTR, for an example. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have a song interlude with Lucy, and then we'll continue our discussion with Mark Evans about the next generation Corvette. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway tells NBC's Meet the Press there are a series of steps that need to be made to fix immigration issues.
Fix the asylum system so that those credible claims can be processed expeditiously and fairly. But we need everybody's help. Congress cannot turn a blind eye to that. I know that they're still obsessed with the 2016 campaign and investigating it. They need to be serious because the president in this country doesn't make the laws. He executes the laws.
Attorney General William Barr will release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report within the next couple of days. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News Sunday.
I don't think it is going to be damaging to the president because the entire purpose of the investigation was whether or not there was collusion. Mueller was crystal clear in the fact that there was no collusion.
Barr said at a House hearing last week that all the redactions will be color-coded to identify why any material was blacked out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. Lucy did a good job that time. She was singing all throughout the break, but knew it was time for Dad to take over again. And we're having fun here with Mark Evans. The telephone is open and ready for you to call in. We have about 80% of our radio stations on tape delay, so if you're hearing us on tape delay, doesn't mean that you cannot participate. You can always email me anytime, even if you're listening to us in podcast form, archive form. If you have any questions for Mark or any of our other guests on the show, I will pass it along to them, and that way you can participate, no matter if you're joining us live or if you're joining us at a later time. We've got the New York International Auto Show coming up, and Mark, I sent you a little blurb on that a moment ago, another little blurb that I can have some fun with a little bit later on in this half hour, but we're talking about what's going to be happening at Mohegan Sun, the Barrett Jackson auction. Barrett Jackson at West Palm Beach, Florida, is underway right now, and Mark's been watching it, and you're going to have an opportunity up in Mohegan Sun land of Unkersville, Connecticut, not that far out of Boston, to bid on the last 7th generation Corvette. It's a black Z06, and no doubt, Mark, it's going to go for in excess of $1 million. And the good news is that $1 million is going completely 100% to charity. The car company gets a write-off, and the person paying the $1 million gets the write-off as well. And he also gets, or she gets, the vehicle. So for all those rich fellows, I know that the guy that bought the first ZR1 Corvette was from Hendricks Motorsports, the owner. And he also is a Chevrolet dealer himself, but he bid in excess of $1 million for that about a year or so ago. So it's all for a good cause, and for the right fat cat, it's one hefty little tax write-off, Mark.
Yeah, they do good. General Motors, I guess, they've been involved, 5 years now with this, donating?
Oh, easy. I mean, Ford and GM and FCA, they've all donated vehicles. The first Dodge Demon, I believe, was also auctioned off at a Barry Jackson event. So a good partnership with all the companies, and especially we're talking about the partnership with GM at the Uncasville event. Boy, I wish I lived back in Boston. I could easily go to that one. Very drivable. I'm living in Florida at the moment. I've never been to the West Palm Beach event. How's it looking on TV?
Yeah, it looks good. Looks good. I love it. Like I say, I'd love to go back too and look at it. That'd be a neat auction, because you and I were used to the Scottsdale auction. And, of course, Craig's, they've taken their auction to Vegas too, of course. And I was watching the Palm Beach, and, I got the email from them, and it's showing in the email the 1,000 horsepower Yanko Camaro.
Oh, really?
Yes,
wow.
Sir. And they sold two of those, 1,000 horsepower Yanko Camaros. And on the back, we went through a period there for quite some time, we still are, where the car makers really never did put the model or the make on these cars. You drive down the road, and there was a lot of my friends that were griping about that. My God, these car manufacturers aren't proud of their vehicles anymore. Mark, look, what model is that? What even is that car? There's no insignia on it. And boy, absolutely, Chris Jacobs there behind the microphone on the stage was, when that Yanko got up, that's the first place he went. Check this out. He went right to that 1,000 HP on the back of it. So they're very, very proud of, General Motors, very proud of showing that. And, isn't this nuts? Bob, it's a street car.
Yeah.
You and I could buy it.
Yeah.
Just call up the bank, sign the papers, get the loan, and drive it home.
That's it. I mean, once you hand some of these hot rods coming out of the factory to aftermarket tuners like that, it's remarkable what can be done. I know, of course, the folks at FCA were so proud of their Dodge Demon with 840 horsepower, and the new Hellcat Red Eye, which has got 790 horsepower right from the factory. But there are a number of aftermarket people that will massage that engine to excess of 1,000 horsepower as well. The one that really blows me away holds a record now. We had a gentleman on with us last weekend. He's been a contributor over the years, certainly not a contributor like you, Mark, but just a here and there now and then guest once a year, twice a year. But a good guy, nevertheless, and he was telling us about the Texas Mile, which is an event that is held twice a year down in Texas, where you go and pay $250 to run your car down an airstrip for a mile to get that top-end speed. There's plenty of space, and that's what people don't realize. In order to obtain top speed on a vehicle, you just don't go 0 to 150 or 0 to 170, 0 to 200. It goes fast, and then it slows down. And I remember in my Motor Trend days being a part of a high-speed test of a Ferrari Enzo, a Porsche Carrera GT, and the Ford GT, which was produced from 2005 and 2006. And I rode in these vehicles at around 200 miles an hour. And when you get up to that 190 per hour range, the mileage just go, the speed increases, but very slow incrementally. So that's why they need all that space. But the one that I'm ready to unload on you, thanks to our contributor, is at this year's Texas Mile. Greg Hogue came on the program and told us that someone had taken one of the 2005-2006 Ford GTs, which was a $139,000 car when it was new, and now, of course, they sell for about $300,000. But anyhow, there was one that had been massaged to 2,000 horsepower and went 300 miles an hour in a standard mile.
Oh, my.
Mile.
That's
300
crazy.
300 miles an hour.
Yeah. Wow. Mid-engine,
amazing?
Too.
Mid-engine, yeah, and evidently still using the same 5.4-liter supercharged V8, supercharged and turbocharged. I know that they added turbos to it as well, but, I mean, that engine only put out about 550 horsepower, so they had to come up with another 1,500, so they put turbos on it. Probably it's like the Bugatti Veyron with its 16-cylinder engine with four turbos. That's like a 1,600-horsepower vehicle. And, of course, it's a later-day successor to Chiron, which is the latest one from
sure.
Folks at Bugatti. But isn't
wow.
that remarkable when you stop and think about it? I remember being told by Carroll Shelby and some of the folks that were involved with that Ford GT project that that engine was built to withstand a whole lot more horsepower. And I had seen some examples in the 1,000 horsepower range, but can you imagine somebody taking that engine up to 2,000 horsepower? Absolutely incredible.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You're sitting, of course, in front of it. The engine's behind you. Basically, Bob, you're sitting in front of a stick of dynamite times, you know, that's a huge bomb, but it's controllable. I'm to the point now, I don't know why nobody has, they haven't done this. Of course, we haven't heard about it. Why not just put a turbocharger on every single cylinder and call it good at that, you know? Because if you did, I mean, because a turbocharger works off exhaust gases, and that's what pushes them. And you could do it. You could absolutely do it. It's not like it doesn't have to be controlled because the exhaust air is controlling the turbocharger. So as a mechanic, I'm saying to myself, Bob, let's put a turbo on every cylinder and get this thing up to 18,000 horsepower, you know?
Very good, Mark. If anybody has a mechanical question for Mark, there's still time to get in at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. We're going to take a quick time out for some important messages, so don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to Auto World live all across North America on great radio stations from coast to coast, border to border, around the world via GCNLive.com. Mark Gibbons is with us. He is an ASC certified mechanic and field producer here for the show and sub host here for the show. And we're talking about the upcoming mid-engine Corvette. The 8th generation Corvette is going a little bit more sports car, more exotic, and you're going to lose that usability of trunk space. You're going to lose a lot of that day-to-day daily driver that I so appreciated about the Corvettes that I had owned in my past. So I have mixed feelings about this. I think they should have made the ZR1 as a halo car, and they should have made continued the 7th generation and continue to sell it because it's the best one that they've ever done. So you can have a choice. You can have the really, really expensive mid-engine one, or you get the very expensive front-engine one. Speaking of auto shows, I just sent to Mark a little release from the New York International Auto Show where they're promoting the fact that they're going to be doing the car segment there on Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest. I don't get how Ryan Seacrest can do this show because I know for a fact, I believe he does a syndicated radio morning show. Now, it's being pre-taped. I must be because especially West Coast stations, when this show is on live, it would be 6 a.m. on West Coast stations. So I don't know how Ryan is able to do this. And we have to salute our friend, Mr. Alan Masters Taylor Smith Barney Jones, who's been doing it for 19 years, but it's interesting that there's no mention of his name at all in that press release, which has me wondering if they're going to go back to the old routine of having different people on from different publications, because Yeah, I have a reason for this madness going down this road. Karen Driver just named a new editor-in-chief, and her name is Sharon. So it's the first female editor-in-chief of Karen Driver in its history. Only the second woman, well, before, of course, Jean Lindemuth Jennings went on to become the head of Automobile Magazine, is now retired. But a big story with this young journalist with the first name of Sharon. I can't remember her last name. Shame on me, but she's the new
editor-in-chief. Just say Sharon Long, and I'll be happy.
That's true. That's my wife's name, so it's very.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to know any other Sharons with any other name. But
that's right.
That's part of the rules. But
yeah.
Lots of stuff going to be happening in New York. There are lots of vehicles that are going to be displayed, and lots of world debuts and North American debuts. I think it will be. Arguably one of the biggest shows. You know, it's one of the four big ones in North America, but I think of the ones that have already occurred, Los Angeles, Detroit, and Chicago. I think this New York show is going to steal the thunder from Los Angeles, which I think was the best one so far.
Are you going to head north? No, sir, Bob?
I wish, Mark, but unfortunately still dealing with my health stuff. Can't make it this year. Also, don't have sponsorship money to get me there. So I'm going to have to tell those folks, and unfortunately, I'll be on the bench. But we'll be covering it here through the manufacturers with the interviews from some of the car company presidents and designers and engineers. Because I know there's a number of world debuts happening. But I wish indeed I was going to the Big Apple.
Yeah, I was going to say something about back to the Chevy Corvette. Of course, like you just announced, mid-engine, completely changing it. I'm really shocked. Of course, that's a big stepping stone for them to do the Chevy Corvette mid-engine. But I think they would really completely knock it out of the ballpark if they would have announced an electric Corvette.
Too early for that, in my opinion, Mark. I mean, you know, there are a couple of, or a combination deal. I mean, they could have done that just like Porsche did with their Spider. Ferrari did it with the LaFerrari, and McLaren did it with their P1 vehicle. They had electrically driven front wheels and gasoline-driven rear wheels. So Acura is doing that right now with their NSX sports car. They've got a very high-performance twin-turbocharged six-cylinder engine powering the rear wheels and electric motors on the front wheels. But as far as an all-electric Corvette right out of the box, I mean, GM has not had great success, to say the least, with the electric vehicles. I mean, to me, it's a shock in itself that they're canceling the Chevrolet Volt, you know, which is now in its second generation. They kind of got the bugs out finally, and people just aren't buying them. I mean, the only people that are buying the electric vehicles are the well-heeled, well-off folks who can afford the $100,000 Tesla Model S, which is what most of them are. Model X's, I see a couple of them around in the Orlando area. And then there's another vehicle that is $100,000. Their least expensive vehicle, Tesla, the Model 3, starts at $35,000, but the average one going out the door is like $60,000. And God only knows what's going to happen with Tesla, with them getting rid of their showrooms. They're just going to be selling this car online. That's going to be interesting to see. The one that stole the show, as far as I'm concerned, and I've always been a huge fan of Jaguar, as they say. Jaguar beats all of the German automakers with the first all-electric SUV crossover. It's called the I-Pace, and my good friend John Davis, the host of Television Motor Week, was on the program here just a few weeks back, naming that vehicle their best of the year, their all-around best vehicle, because they managed to do it with 100% electric power with decent range and, you know, an expensive price tag, but not an over-the-top price tag.
Right.
Price
right.
that you would equate with a Jag. So that's a great vehicle if you ever get a chance to get behind the wheel of one of those I-PACE vehicles. That's something. But you're right. I mean,
yeah.
it certainly would have made a big splash if they had gone all electric. But I don't think that if they surveyed the average Corvette buyer that they would want an all-electric vehicle. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. They're not an electric customer. The Corvette customer's not an electric customer yet, you know.
No,
and the gas prices are not, you know, how have you ever asked yourself, how much will you pay for a gallon of gas?
Yeah.
What's the top that you'll pay? $30, $40 a gallon, $50,
$100? We don't know. I mean, that territory luckily hasn't been crossed into yet. I mean, we've seen the $4 and $5 a gallon, which is pretty amazing in itself. But you know, the one thing I'd like to point out about electric vehicles, too, for Europe is certainly going to go all electric with all of their cities in the not-too-distant future. There will only be electric vehicles allowed in places like London and Paris and Rome and in the crowded European cities. But, you know, most Americans, did a survey, and a lot of them said, if I had a way to plug in my car, because even in suburbia where you have families who have homes with two-car garages, three-car garages, on my street here, it's just that, two-car garages and three-car garages. Most of the vehicles are left out, and the vehicles are, and the garages are filled with other stuff.
Yeah, it's a storage shed.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go, and that's the problem. It's people living in cities and in apartments and condominiums, you know, parking their vehicle in a big lot. They couldn't have an electric vehicle.
The younger generation is, of course, using Lyft and Uber. They don't want to be involved with these stored car.
That's true. What do you think of? I mean, it's controversial, but it's something I've thought about, and I've used both Uber and Lyft in recent months when I lost my used vehicle. I lost my used vehicle. I'll have to tell you about that off air sometime, Mark, but I've been carless again in the last couple of months here. So I've taken the Ubers and the Lyft, but you know what happened in South Carolina recently? One of those Uber drivers killed somebody. So when you're getting in one of those Ubers and Lyfts, you got to wonder who's behind the wheel and have they been properly screened. Well, on that note, unfortunately, we're chasing Mark out the door. Mark, we'll get you back on the program real soon. I apologize for such a quick hour.
Thanks for the time, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mark. That
folks,
will do it.
This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.